Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. And I
truly, I thank God for another opportunity to be on this broadcast, another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus and give him some praise. You were listening to Holy One by Anaisha Figueroa and C.C. Winans. I love that song. Just love it. Holy One, I'll never let you down. No, no, no. Hallelujah. Wow, if we could all just walk with that testimony every day and keep in mind that when we let even sometimes each other down, we're letting down the Lord, especially if we're not treating each other the way God has designed for us to be. Amen. Sometimes we can say some hurtful things and we're never able to retrieve those words. Once they're out there, they're in the atmosphere. Yes, you can ask for forgiveness. Yes, you can apologize. But why not try bracing yourself where you don't even have to say things that would defame and hurt and embarrass and insult and ridicule your brothers and your sisters in Christ Jesus? Amen. I'm not feeling the greatest today, so this is a great press for me today. I've been wrestling with a little flu bug, amen, and it's been bothering me, amen. Even I felt it coming on early Tuesday, haven't been able to get on the computer and do my normal posting that I usually do, so I do want to apologize to you all for that, but I certainly want you to lift me up in prayer. Amen. We have today with us, God help me today, Jesus. Holy Ghost, I need you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have the man of God, Bishop-elect Clifton Lott, is going to be ministering to our hearts today. Amen. And I'm going to let him come as we let everybody come, in the way that God leads them and whatever God put on their spirit to say. Certainly you have the freedom to speak with thus say the Lord. Certainly I don't want to hear anything other than what say the Lord. Amen. If you want to hear something from somebody else, you can call your neighbor, call your friend, call your brother or your sisters. But when you want to rhema a word from God, amen, amen, that can lead and direct you and give you some guidance, amen, you certainly welcome that. So I thank God for this man of God that has been coming on, sharing the word of God with us, and also have been praying and ministering to the people, amen. So with no further ado, I'm going to waive some of the preliminaries. As I say, I'm not feeling the best, but I'm pressing my way. The Bible says, let the weak say that they are strong. So I'm saying I'm strong today, amen, and I'm asking God to just continue to touch me. See, Evangelist T on the line, many times we call in late and we call in early, and sometimes we miss it. We won't stay to the end, but I just want to hear what the Lord is saying to our hearts on today. Remember, we're still in our 21-day fast. We're still celebrating our third-year anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio, so we certainly want you all to be praying for this ministry. Amen. God bless you, Bishop-elect Lott. God bless you.
Hey, my sister, how you doing today? You know, first, we want to thank God for everything. We got to continue. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. I just want to take a moment and pray for you, because, see, your faithfulness is always bringing you into a faith fight. Your faithfulness is always bringing you into a faith fight. See, this is where you find the real believers at, in the middle of a faith fight. And so I just want to pray for you before I get started, because I thank God for our friendship and our fellowship. I honor the woman of God. 3 years celebration, but 3 years of hard labor, 3 years of effort, 3 years of ergon. That's what the word calls work, toil, but it's successful toil. It's a work that has changed people's lives. It's a work that God has put his hand upon. It's a work that tells people that God is real. It's a work to show people in a dead, dying, lost, confused world that there is a merciful, loving, always available, kind, on-time God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for my sister right now. We don't declare the attack or the ailment, but we declare healing. I tell people when I'm in the middle of a faith fight for my health, I'm in the process of healing. I don't name whatever the disease is. I don't name or claim whatever the doctors will decree. The Bible says, whose report shall you believe? So we're going to continue to believe the report of the Lord for my sister. You had a great time at the prophetic conference. A great work is being done on this vehicle called internet broadcasting. So it stands to reason that the enemy wants to attack your health. Any kind of way he can get in to fit in, amen, it's all right. You know why? Because he can only do something for so long, because God is going to definitely be faithful to his people, faithful to his word, and he's got to be faithful to you because you're still around after 3 years of hell, high water, attacks, murder, and all the other things that the enemy's trying to do. You're still standing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for our sister today. We thank God for my friend. This is my sister, but she's also a personal friend of mine. And God has connected us so that we can do so many things. I have got to warn you, all you young preachers out there, I got some seasoned preachers on the line today. And I'm going to hook them up with the name of God, because I made a promise to them. I said, listen, I know some preachers that love God, that's full of the word. Pastor Melvin Collins from Living Word Church in St. Paul should be on the line. Prophet Vajor Hamilton, also a pastor, full of the word. Men are full of the word. They love God, and this is just a chip off the iceberg, because we come to help the woman today. Oh, bless his holy name. Nobody like the God we serve. Hallelujah. I'm in love with a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, with what's in my heart today, I spoke with the woman of God a couple of weeks ago, because God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to talk about something. I said, what is it, Lord? He said, there's all kinds of spirits out here, and we don't realize that sometimes we're dealing with things. You see a young kid take an earring and put an earring in his ear, and because I've traveled and learned some things, I said, why do you have that earring in your ear? Oh, I like what it looked like. Well, you don't even know the spirit that you're dealing with when you put an earring in your ear. In Africa, you see people bring back masks from Africa and wonder why they get sick and why their house is out of order, because they don't know what kind of spirit that they're dealing with. My God in glory, people of God, if you don't know the spirit of God, guess what? The spirit of the enemy has freedom. He has a clear runway, because you don't even know how to identify, or as people call, well, I discern this about you. Well, if it ain't by the Holy Spirit, you ain't discern nothing. That's your intelligentsia working, because the fruit of the spirit only comes by the Holy Ghost, not by human capability, intelligentsia, or even the giftings of man. And the sad thing about it today is that the spirit of perversion is running rampant all over, not just in society and the world, but the spirit of perversion is running rampant in the body of Christ, because the people of God are not taking note. The Bible tells us to watch and pray. The Bible tells us to be sober, be vigilant. It means to be alert and aware and conscious of what's going on around you. Why? Because if you got enough Holy Ghost in you, which is the spirit of peace, anything that affects that peace, it's got to be a spirit that's not like God. Somebody say amen. We must stand guard over our own minds. The scripture tells us, keep that heart with all consistency or diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Today, I just want to talk about what we have to deal with as people of God. Are we aware of the perverted spirit, perverted way? Or are we learning the way of Jesus Christ? The way of Jesus Christ is totally opposite from what mom and daddy and them said. If you're a man, don't cry. If you're a woman, don't trust men. When this person or that person does something to them, until you get them back, make sure you teach them how to get that person back. And God said in his word, said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He said, I signed this. I put my signature on this. If you put it in my hands, I'll deal with it in a way you don't have the ability to deal with. This is why God gave us the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is to teach me about my sin. The Ten Commandments weren't designed for me to call Pastor Bernard and say, you know what, Pastor Bernard, I see this about you, and I discern this about you, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the scripture teaches us judge yourself, lest you be judged. Why? Because from the day of birth, even before we're born, when we are seated in our mother's womb, there are spirits that are trying to affect our parents, our home, our lives, our mind, our individuality, our calling, our responsibility from heaven. So many things are existing today that the church needs to stop all this hype about how much money you can have when you ain't got enough Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm a drop of Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus, Jesus, and more Jesus. You know why? Because I'm a job for Jesus. Without outside of Jesus, I'm just a frail, lost, confused human being. I don't care how many degrees I got. I don't care how much education I got. I don't care what I know. It's what I don't know. Paul said, I know nothing save Christ and him crucified. Amen. And the man was thoroughly educated for his time. He was a genius. He was well-equipped when it comes to the educational, sociological, and classroom literary training processes. He was being taught by the best school of his time. But when God took him in the desert and retrained him, he came out a completely different man. A perverted spirit that's not like God. A perverted spirit is a spirit that takes control of a person's thoughts, emotions, feelings, actions, deeds. And you hear a person say, well, I sell cocaine because I ain't got a job and I got to take care of my family. That's a perverted spirit. You hear people that sell drugs and say, you know what, you give me $50, I'm going to bless you with some cocaine. You feed me poison, but you won't bless me. You hear them say, you know, just follow my lead. You know what, you go make money for me. A woman lays down, gives her body away, and then she takes that money and gives it to a man, and it's okay. That's all right. No, it's not. It's a perverted spirit. When you see a man physically beat a woman down to the ground because he's not man enough to face his own problems, instead of going to God or finding help, he literally takes out his emotions on a woman by physically mistreating her. That is a perverted spirit. It is a perverted spirit that thinks that a woman can rule a man when God made man the head of the household. Woman, you have tremendous gifts. You have equal authority with man. I'm not saying woman is less than man, but a mature woman knows her place in God, knows her place in a relationship with her husband, with her children, in her home, and there's nothing wrong with having the understanding that you're a woman of authority, but you're also a woman under authority. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
A perverted spirit will take the gift of God and turn it into something that Satan wants, because according to John 8:44, Satan is the father of lies. And that's all right, because Jesus is the living truth. Somebody say amen. And when we understand why the world is like it is, God allows the world to do all the things that sin knows how to do, because somewhere along the line in your sin, I don't care who you are, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care how many material things you got, I don't care what you sit on the apex or the top of the mountain to have, somewhere along the line you're going to ask yourself some questions like, why am I here? What's wrong with my life? Something's missing. Just don't feel right. It just don't sound right. It just don't look right. Because when you're out of balance, God is the best X factor you could ever mathematically, intellectually equate yourself to. God is the bottom line. He's the end all. He's the be all. He's the truth about all things. But here's the most important thing. I know a number of people who have degrees from seminaries. I know self-made bishops. I know self-made ministers and preachers. I know a number of people, and I won't mention their names. They stepped up to the plate without the authorization of God. It's still a perverted spirit. And the reason why I say that is because when God calls someone into the office of leadership, God personally comes to that individual and introduces himself to that person in such a way that those that are called are equipped to handle the responsibility that's been bestowed upon their life in such a way they know how to continually draw from the strength of God in such a way that miracles, signs, and wonders, even a dollar hamburger will show up when you have a need, because God is your need meter. God is your bottom line. God is your end-all, be-all. When you meet people who are charlatans. There's a number of things that prove themselves. And I'm not knocking. There's great preachers that have fallen by the wayside. I'm not knocking them because I can fall tomorrow. I'm going to need Jesus to help me get back up. But I understood this in this wise. We can go to Isaiah, the 10th chapter, and the 1st and 2nd verse. Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. And it talks about a very interesting thing because, you know, when we look back at the children of Israel, they were given the law of God. They were assigned to tell the world about this great gift that God has for mankind, but they lost sight. Whom that man is involved in, man's ego is going to get in the way because Satan knows how to operate through man's ego to pervert what God is doing. This is why we have the Holy Spirit. This is why we have the Word of God. I call the Word of God the ruler. If you want to understand the rules of God, get familiar with the Word of God, not just by reading, but you have to begin to study, because as you study, now you're held accountable for what you understand, because there's going to come some enlightenment, some truth, some reality, some things you're going to have to face within yourself. Not for your mama, not for your daddy. You can't teach anybody anything until he teaches you. The Bible tells us, howbeit he, when the Spirit of truth has come, who will teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance whatsoever I said. In other words, the Holy Spirit, because he's here with us, God has left him here with us as a comforter, as a teacher, as a guide. He has so many different positions and postures, but how effective is he in your learning process? My God, y'all better help me today, Jesus. How effective is God in your meditation process? Yeah, I said meditation. That means you utter, mutter, and stutter words, or utter, mutter, and stutter the Bible, you utter, mutter, and stutter the things of God till all of a sudden it becomes a part of you, because Jesus Christ, the living Savior, also wants to be in your heart, in your thoughts, in your dreams, in your desires. And he does it by his Spirit according to the Word of God. Somebody say amen. So all you people who say, I love the Lord, and you're not reading, praying, and studying, then you're not thinking, hungering after righteousness. And I promise to tell you the truth, that there's going to be a perverted spirit that will keep you from God. Any and everything that draws you closer to God is by the power of the Holy Spirit. And any and everything that draws you away from God is a perverted spirit. Somebody say amen. And so as people of God, we must learn. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I heard a wise man say the reason why God put it in that context, because many times we wrongly divide the word of truth. How? By putting our thoughts in what he said. Adding or subtracting from God's word is still a perverted spirit. In Isaiah 10, 1 and 2, it says something very interesting. It says, woe. Of course, the last time I preached on this broadcast, I talked about the sixth woe. Here's the seventh woe. A woe is an offense unto God. A woe is God saying, listen, wake up. A woe is God warning us that. Is this of me or is this of another spirit? Somebody say amen. Woe unto them that decree unrighteousness decrees and that write the grievousness which they have prescribed. Verse 2, to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. I can go into a lot of directions here. I'm just going to be very plain and simple here. When we have a government that doesn't serve God, when we have leadership that doesn't serve God, when we have fathers and mothers and families and situations that does not serve God, they're operating out of a perverted spirit, because the scripture teaches us that men did things after their own heart. Men today are still doing things after their own heart, because if you don't have a heart after God, somebody say amen. Here's why I share this thought, because either you serve God or you serve Satan. There's no gray area. If you're not serving God, I promise you, directly or indirectly, you're serving Satan. And many times we must realize that serving Satan is easy. All I have to do is follow my own carnal mentality, my own carnal propensities, my own carnal drives, or my way of thinking, or my lifestyle. Proverbs tells us there's a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And so when we identify that
it's easy to sin, then it takes the work of the Holy Spirit within our hearts to help us to learn how to do what's right. Nothing of God is perverted. Nothing by God has ever been perverted. Nothing from God will ever be perverted. This is why the scripture tells us, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Once we identify with Jesus, the light of reality, the light of truth, the light of self-understanding, the light of family, the light of anything pertaining to life and godliness begins to illuminate my sin to the point to where I learn how to serve God with everything in me so that I can help someone else. I can't help you if I'm a thief, I can only help you stop stealing when I'm delivered from stealing. I can only help you from stopping lying in my life if Jesus has delivered me from lying. Because at least to my understanding, my sins were good. They were fun. I enjoyed the flesh accomplishment of sin. But now that I know Jesus, I love to serve God. I love the accomplishment of learning how to bring my own sin under subjection by the power of the Holy Ghost through the Word of God. A perverted spirit is something that's contrary to God. Let me give you three words to help you identify with what I'm talking about. Sin, iniquity, and transgression. Sin is just the act, any act that we exercise in decision and a physical act of doing something. If it's not in obedience to God, it is a sin. The Bible tells us in Romans 14:23, I believe, part B, it says this, anything outside of faith is sin. So if you're not operating in faith, you're operating in sin, whoever we may be. Okay, well, let's look at this in this context. If your life is hidden in Christ means that you're laboring, you're making effort, you're doing all that you know how to do wherever you're at in your own personal walk. The rest of it is God helping you through. Well, this is for the rest of our life. We must identify with depending upon God means obedience. Even when we fail in the process of learning the obedience, God knows our efforts. He knows our heart because he is still the X factor. He is still the source by which your obedience is made manifest after you make the choice to obey. Once you make a choice to obey, now is the power of the Holy Ghost working in your life to such a degree that you are now doing what God has given you. Somebody say amen. So why I'm saying all these things is let's look at some real serious things in today's society. Okay, society says it's okay for a man to marry a man. Society says it's okay for a woman to marry a woman. Society says it's okay to do anything you want to do as long as you're not caught or as long as, as long as the system says it's all right. Let me be more precise. It's not right for another human being to take another person's life without cause. It's not right for the government to make rules in this country and tell us, even if we don't know the rules, we're held accountable. Just like Israel lost sight, and they wrote 603 rules according to God's Ten Commandments. God only wrote Ten Commandments. When man took God's rules, he perverted them. Now, here's my point. There are many of us today who are struggling with many things, whether it be with self, sin, transgression, iniquity. Transgression says this: I know the rules. I'm going to deliberately do what I want to do, and I don't care what the results are. Iniquity could be many things, but one of the reasons why I'm addressing iniquity today is because you could have a bloodline curse on your life, and iniquity comes in the package of a bloodline curse, meaning that if your father was a thief, you might become a thief. If your father was a pimp, you might become a pimp. These things we must pay close attention to. I know for sure that many of the people of the body of Christ don't understand what it means to pray your way through. But I've been blessed to have men and women of God around me to teach me how to pray. This is why we have to get into the church. This is why we have to get around people in the church who love God. Because once you learn things that are in church, you must learn how to have church at home by yourself between you and God. Somebody say amen. The most beautiful thing about God, as big as God is, he wants to come down to your level. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever's going on in your life, God will meet you right where you're at. This is why the scripture tells us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means you learn how to connect with God in the spirit, and God connect with you in the spirit.
and his presence will change things about you that no psychologist, no sociologist,
no educated form of mankind system can ever touch, because God made you. Man didn't make you. Man was just part of the making process. But God put you here at this time, this season, for your life to be a tool for his work in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. A perverted spirit is always trying to show you another way to do things outside of the will of God. A perverted spirit is always doing things in your mind, in your emotions. A perverted spirit is just your flesh having the ability to do whatever it desires to do. But once you can bring your flesh under subjection, the Holy Spirit can have you do things called miracle signs and wonders that the flesh has no ability, has no understanding, has no power to do. But God will work through you, me, or anyone. He'll use a child. He'll use anyone whose heart is right with him. My encouragement to everyone today is simply this. The Bible says in Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. He'll be called Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. There's other words that go with it, but what it means simply is this. He's the governor of the rules of the system of God in the earth for man today. He is the president of salvation. I just want to encourage someone today to take your walk further with God. All those words that are mentioned about Jesus, the government being on his shoulders, that means God, Jesus can burden any of your problems. He can be the greatest counselor. He is a mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. And when you have Jesus Christ in your life and you develop that personal relationship, perverted spirits have no room over Jesus Christ in your life. Perverted spirits have no control over your life if you have Jesus Christ at the head of your life. Perverted spirits exist all over the society, home, everywhere. When we see how society cannot be ruled by man, it's because it was actually in original times set up for God to rule man, and man asked for another government. But I want to encourage every listener today, let Jesus Christ be the author and bishop of your soul. Allow Jesus Christ to help you defeat any and every perverted spirit that's trying to affect your life, because many of us are afraid to talk about what's perverted in our life because of embarrassment or being wrong or whatever. But I encourage anyone, anybody, practice repentance with Jesus Christ. Practice getting right with the Lord, and you will have victory over any and every perverted spirit that has tried to affect your life, and he will give you the power to work with other people whose lives have been affected by a perverted spirit. I pray that this short message would help people to grow. This message would help change the lives of people, because I know every human being that's on this planet has encountered, has been connected, has been associated, has been affected one way or another by a perverted spirit. But because of Jesus Christ, every spirit, every demon, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I turn the mic back over to the woman of God. God bless you.
All right. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 10:1-2. If you're not walking in Christ Jesus, amen, you're walking in another spirit. Amen. Short and sweet. I mean, they know it don't have to be long. But when God sent a word, amen, he's sending a strong one. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the switchboard. We have about 9 callers on the line. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Gloria. Hallelujah. See if she's able to come in. She's there. Anything else you'd like to say on the line? God bless you, woman of God, Pastor Gloria Smith.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. And God bless the man of God that brought forth that word. That is such a teaching that is needed. Amen. The people of God have to know the difference. Glory to God. We got to know what spirit is in operation. I thank God for it. That teaching that God allowed the man of God to bring forth. Amen. We have to be held accountable. We got to walk in holiness. Got to obey what the word of God says. I thank God for that word. Amen. Mm. I pray that the people that was listening, amen, will apply it and allow God to allow them to speak it into other lives that they come in contact with. So many need to hear this word today. I'm blessed by God to be able to have an avenue that I can come and hear, amen, a word that's from God, whether it's strictly standing on the scripture, there's no adding to or taking away. I thank God for this avenue. It's needed.
Hallelujah.
It's needed. And Pastor Bernard, I thank God for who you are in God.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And man of God, continue to, amen, to teach and minister and preach the word of God that God has given unto you. I'm just blessed by God for being able to tap in today. God bless you, Pastor. I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Woman, God, is there anything you need me to pray for you about?
Oh, always need prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's my encouragement to you. You know, the Bible talks about a meek and quiet spirit.
Uh-huh.
You possess that. And I want to encourage you to teach other women how to walk in that meek and quiet spirit, because in today's society, women want to be heard. They want to be seen. They want to be connected. They want, you know, young people want to be loud and crazy. And don't get me wrong, I got the spirit a lot in me because that's my American last name. But I'm learning how to keep my mouth shut and listen, because you can hear more by listening than you can by talking and interrupting people. And I just want to encourage you to really begin to teach that to our young people, because, you know, the elders must teach. Even to this day, I sit around with other preachers who have gone further than I am, because I'm continually learning. I've learned a few things about God, but I have an apex. The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. And I just want to encourage you to just continue to teach and continue to love on the Lord. We have the patience and that love to be able to teach accurately by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Be encouraging to God. I'm telling you, I pick up that patience from you. It's a beautiful thing. But it's, you know, we gain patience from faith fights and victories and God bringing us through. Amen. People think that this is a microwave Jesus. You're gonna get Jesus. You're gonna have it your way. No, you ain't. We're gonna have it His way. It ain't gonna be nowhere at all. Somebody say amen.
Come on here.
Well, I thank you for your kind words. It just really blessed my heart, because, you know, what I'm trying not to do is impress people. I just want to know want people to know that Jesus is pressing up on my heart to say what He's put in my heart and in my mouth. And I just, and when it's done, I'm done. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings upon you and your ministry.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Pastor Glory. Amen. All right, we're going to go. I think I see Prophetess Arlene on the line. Just a moment. I'm operating. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bear with me. I'm working with her on the phone today, so it's not easy. Amen. I'll go to, I saw Prophetess Darlene. That's all right. I'm going to go to, glory to God.
Take your time, Lord,
Evangelist T. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God is very faithful. I thank and honor God today for the word that came forth. Short and sweet. Got to the point. I thank God for you, Bishop Lott. I thank God for the woman of God. I'm praying for your strength, Pastor Adrian, that the Lord heals your body and everything that's going on with you. And I just honor God because it was a very timely message when he talked about how, you know, we're dealing with all these different types of spirits. I know I have, you know, being in ministry, I tell you, there's so much going on. And I just thank God that I'm not using my discernment, that the Holy Spirit can speak to me. And I know I can try the Spirit by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So I just honor God today. I ask you guys to pray for us in California. The weather is really bad here. And I just honor God today, and I thank God for the man and the woman of God and all the people of God on the line. I just want to let all of y'all know that I love you, and is truly faithful, and he has been moving very mightily in my life. Despite of all the things that are going on around me, God is truly having his way. And I thank God that I can come on this line every day at 1 o'clock and be fed the word of God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, let's see. God bless you. Amen. We're going to area code 612. The last four of your number is 1960. You on the line, caller? Area code 612-1960. Your line is open. You're welcome to say something if you like to. If not, we'll move on to the next caller. Amen. Amen. We're going to Minister Daryl, and God bless you. Minister Daryl?
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you?
God bless you. Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, everything is wonderful. I didn't get the full message, but what I got made me know that I need to return to the archives and hear the rest of the message. And I am thankful, I am grateful that you keep this line of communication, this prayer line going, because I feel every day that I'm growing. And each time a speaker comes on, it truly blesses my heart. Man of God, I thank you for your kind words. I thank you for being so small and short. And the thing about it, my pastor would say, it don't take long to be strong. And your words were very strong. And I thank God for you.
Praise God. Well, do you need me to pray for you about anything, sister?
Oh, I'm always needing prayer. I'm never going to be short of a prayer.
What I would like to encourage you is this: don't let a lot of things distract you from your time. The enemy's been trying to draw you away from some things, because you're on the verge of some blessings that God has been trying to get you to see. But a lot of times God speaks to us through the Word, you know. It doesn't mean he can't speak any other way, but there are times through the word that he can teach and speak at the same time. Amen. Make your time in your reading, and even go this far, begin to study in a little bit more depth. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Many believers.
I'm muting my phone while you talk, because I'm on the bus and I want to hear everything you say. So I'm here. I'm muting the phone.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me plainly right now? Can you hear me?
She muted the phone.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So my encouragement to you is simply this: study, learn, learn, study. It's greater than three. Plain as that. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you so for your kind words.
Okay, God bless you, Daryl and Minister Daryl. Amen. I'm driving, so you all bear with me. I know you're probably hearing some noise. I'm going to open up the lines to Prophet Michael Davis. Then I see Prophetess Albertine on the line. Let me just go to Prophetess Albertine, since her line is open. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Prophetess
Hello,
Albertine.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can
yes,
you hear
ma'am.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Lord of God, how are you? Praise the Lord. Bishop Elect Lot. I wrote down, I listened to what you said very thoroughly, and that was a very powerful message. So I have a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Now, when he talked about the spirit of perversion and about the man taking a position in the household and fighting and that whole thing and preachers being led by the spirit, those are the things that that really kind of made me think. Now, I have a friend that just came close with Bill Cosby. Very powerful.
I can. You got some noise in the background, Albertine. You may have to step outside. I know you probably had just a line. I don't know if you're working on someone.
Hold on. I'm going to walk out to the back. I'm walking out now. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, so my question to you is that she just came out about the Bill Cosby thing, how he drugged her, and she had called me last night, and she had asked me, she said, should I tell? Should I talk about what happened? Because, you know, he's one of the most influential black men in America. And when you spoke about the spirit of perversion, when you talk about us taking leadership, and you talked about us, you know, telling about certain things, I told her, yeah, you should tell. You should let people know, because then you open up the doorway for other people who have been abused and mistreated in that aspect. And this is the reason why I told her to tell. Because I have gone through similar things with ministers, bishops, prophets. I won't say any names. But I just think that when you spoke about the spirit of perversion, and you know something is weighing on your heart, and what do you do? Do you tell, or do you be quiet? Do you just pray on it? What do you do? What is your advice?
At least for me, what I've learned to do is this. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. God will tell us to turn right when we turn left. There are times in our life God will tell us to turn right when we turn the opposite way or up or down. And I suggest anyone, whatever you need to do, you need to first go to God and say, God, what would you have me do? Because that way, man is not telling you what to do. Man could be in error. Man can be in error of the timing of the things of God. One thing
Absolutely.
We know about God is never in error. And this is why when we look at the scripture, the Bible says, Moses said, God, if you ain't going with me, don't send me. God told David, said, David, when you see the tops of the mulberry trees move, attack you. And the fight before that, he gave him instruction. God is a God of instruction. God is a God of detail. And I would encourage you, definitely as a, to get the word of God down in your spirit, because between the word, you can never go wrong.
Absolutely, I agree.
When somebody is
telling you that they're praying and God has told you all of this stuff, but God hasn't told you that, do you listen to them or do you listen to what God is telling you? Of course you listen to God, right?
Oh, you have to listen to God.
Thank you. You made my point. Thank you so much. God bless you, you and your ministry. You summed it all up for me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to Prophet Michael Davis. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. How are you? Nkobo shandere bakaye de tore mando. Utore haya.
Hallelujah.
We going higher. If any devils around, y'all got to leave now.
Amen. What's on your heart, Prophet?
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
I'm saved, brother.
I know that's right. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire.
Amen.
And I'm running on to be with the Lord.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the old folks used to say. I'm going on with Jesus.
That's it. There's no other help that I know.
Thank you, God
from heaven. I just want to say this regarding the last comment. Well, I'm going to say a couple other things, but I want to address that first. There are times when God is testing us in the area of forgiveness. There are going to be things that happen in our lives that we don't like, and God oftentimes will deal with us of releasing the individual, holding them harmless, because God is trying to do a greater thing in our own heart. Forgiveness is a great tool. It's not really about the judgment of God, because mercy triumphs over judgment.
That's
because
right.
There's going to come a time when you need forgiveness because you fell short.
That's right.
So I have found that walking in that kind of humility is more honorable in God's sight than tearing down an individual.
Yes, sir.
My
yes, sir.
God
yes.
from glory.
Watch this, preacher. Watch this. When I was at the wedding wall in Israel, God showed
yes,
me
sir.
Something. I was standing in the rain.
Yes.
And God told me to start wearing the yarmulke and the talit.
Yes.
And both of them have significance.
Yes.
But as I was standing there praying and tears was running down my face,
my God.
God was dealing with me. The Messianic Jews didn't pay me much attention, but the Hasidic Jews, the actual word is Hasidi, the Hasidic
yeah.
Jews were looking at me, turning their noses up. It didn't even bother me.
Yes.
Because I was in the presence of the Lord, and I learned to just practice. I asked God for forgiveness to teach me how to forgive others. Because
that's it.
I learned many years ago, but the revelation came that day. My salvation leads to repentance, but repentance leads to forgiveness. Because
that's
oftentimes
right.
people think that once you get saved, you don't have to forgive. Well, they've lost by the beast. Because grace and mercy are the apex of forgiveness.
That's it.
You asked what you wanted to say, man of God.
Well, I was going to add to that it takes you into the depths of the heart when you can really release a person, and that's what forgiveness is. It's releasing that person.
Yeah, yeah.
If you speak in terms of contracts, they may have broken or offended the contract,
that's right.
but you take the high road, glory mm-hmm. to God, by releasing them of any obligation concerning
mm-hmm.
that contract and mm-hmm. being willing to walk away from it and
mm-hmm.
not look back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a higher road.
That's what Jesus said. He said, listen, offenses shall come, but be of good cheer. I have.
That's it.
Now I need to impart that in you. So watch this, preacher. There's a contract that God made that man can't keep. It's called a suzerainty covenant.
Yes.
A suzerainty covenant is something that you can't make, you can't uphold,
yes.
you can't
yes.
keep. All you can do is receive it.
My God, I receive it now.
and watch this, preacher. It's only authenticated by repentance. Oh,
my God.
Man,
my ready. God.
Oh, I'm about ready to run out of my seat. Oh, God. See,
woo!
From one prophet to another, see, you know, glory. Oh, man, I'm trying to contain myself right now.
Man, let the Holy Ghost have his way.
The beautiful thing about God is that he is beyond the understanding of man, but yet
right.
can come down to the level of a sin-sick person like me or you.
That's right. That's right.
But the beautiful thing about it is when he made the covenant, he knew man was going to break it.
He knew
before
it.
Before the covenant was even required, he set everything in place.
That's
and
right.
And then he put man in a position so man could sin, so he could bring about his all authentic plan. And let me be more precise. Some of my notes, God had me get away from them, but now I know why he gave them to me. One of the
yes.
things that people don't understand about God, and I'm talking to you, my brother, is this.
Yes, sir.
God knows the structure below atoms. Man doesn't. Man doesn't have a
yeah.
clue.
That's right.
God
That's
knows
right.
The limits of the universe. Man doesn't.
Yes. That's right.
That's why he told Isaiah, he said, where were you when I made the universe?
Yes.
Here's my point. Even then, Isaiah was shook up to the point to where he became silent. The seeing prophet became silent.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite person in the Bible is Ezekiel, and God
mm-hmm.
spoke to him in such a way, just like he's done me, because I'm a lot
mm-hmm.
like Ezekiel. And he was so enamored, he sat by the water for 7 days saying, look, what God just told me, it's going to take me some years to even digest.
That's right.
What am I saying, prophet? The words that God puts in your mouth sometimes, people think they really understand it. They can't because it's a time-release word.
Glory. Time-released. I like that.
Because,
I like that.
See, watch this. If we look at the book of Genesis, everything God does, it comes in seed form. That
mm-hmm,
means that
mm-hmm.
it has to be cultivated. It has to then break the soil of our hearts,
and come mm-hmm. to a reality, and then that plant begins to produce fruit by the Spirit of God. Man can't even deal with the seeds that's within himself without the help of the Holy Spirit.
They can't touch it.
So my encouragement to you is this. Like he told me and you both, we have to give that word, and if we don't give it, we're held accountable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So I encourage you, preacher. You love people sometimes more than you love yourself.
Hey, cool bullshit.
They don't even have a clue. They don't even have a ballpark sense of understanding. Because agape love is so big that a small mind will never see it.
That's right. What you're saying is true. That's the Holy Ghost.
I thank God for you today, preacher, because you have shared some things with me to help trigger me walking further in forgiveness because, you know, I don't want to be called an old, angry preacher.
That's right. It softens the heart. That forgiveness softens the heart, and it does some other things concerning your furtherance and your depth in Christ because he can't really, if there's callousness in the heart, there's only so far that minister or that person can go in God because he can't trust them with the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Heart has to remain sensitive and pliable, and there are times when people have been offended, and they hold on to it, and you can hear it in their voice, the harshness in their voice towards people instead of the spirit of love coming through.
Agape love can only come through an open heart. We have these treasures in earthen vessels that the excellency of power be of God and not of us.
That's it.
Agape love is just a presentation of God in his natural form.
That's it. My God from glory. That's a beautiful thing. And I just want to ask the Holy Spirit that's working through you, because there is a need in my life. But I'm going to ask God to speak to you regarding the financial area of my life. I'm
going to
ask the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not going to ask you nothing.
I was waiting on you. Proverbs 8:12.
Mm-hmm.
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. There's things God has given you that you got to go back to the drawing board to do two things. There's resources that you're connected to. You do not have to concern yourself with the process. What you have to concern yourself with is the methodology that God wants you to use. There's mm-hmm. a specific methodology of things that he has given you. And sometimes as prophets, we study so much, we have to go back and restudy. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of it mm-hmm. is this. We mm-hmm. have to have the finances to insulate our lives so we can focus on ministry instead of money.
Exactly. Mandatory.
So, My encouragement to you is this. There are some associations that you have. I would say it in a more accurate way. Leave no stone unturned.
Oh, yes. Okay,
Begin to pray. But then the other thing is this. Take your time to sit still so you can get accurate direction.
That's what I'm doing today.
Yeah. See, that's
what I'm doing today.
Yeah, he consecrates you because he puts you in the spot like he's done me. Now, I don't want nobody around. I want you all to myself.
Yeah, that's what he done. He showed me that he was a jealous God, Doc, and he said, look, I got to separate you from people so that your influence will only come from me. Because if we're not careful, watch this, if we're not careful, we can become religious and not even know it.
Yes. Well, that's another perverted spirit.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Perversion is rooted in deception.
Yes, it is.
And deception is always mixed with the truth.
Well, watch this. What God asked me one day, he said, if your mama was laying across the ground dying and you had to tell a lie to save her life, what would you do? You know, immediately the first thought came to my mind was, I'd tell a lie. He said, you can't. I said, why, man of God? He said, because God trusts you with his word. You can't tell a lie.
Wow. Thank you,
now,
Jesus.
Now watch this. I want to leave you with this prophet. You have too much in you. God has invested too much in you for you to be concerned about the money. But you have to dig through some things. I'm telling you, it took me some years. I'm on the precipice of some things that God has taken 25 years to clarify to me. But one thing in place, when the scripture says, in the fullness of time, God sent Jesus into the earth. God has to send you because you're not just assigned to where you're at.
Right.
Your ministry work is too big. You know about the GS and all the other most. But I will say this, get your passport. You already know that, dude. I ain't even got to argue with you on that one. So I pray you and I need to talk later. We've been lucky to get each other's number, but there's some things you and I have to do together. Amen.
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 I love you, man of God.
Love you, brother. God bless you. May the power of the Holy Spirit flow through you mightily, and may it bring forth healing to God's people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because truly they need it in every area, not just physical, but even in the emotional realm. They need healing.
Yes,
and the healing, the healing will untie the knots that the enemy has tied them up with.
Yes, Lord.
The healing will do that.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And I just pray that healing anointing rest upon you. And as you go and minister to God's people, that they are untied. They are loosed from every shackle. They are loosed from every chain. They are loosed from every bondage. They are loosed from every hindrance. They are loosed from every oppression. They are loosed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I receive that, man of God.
My God.
We have to trade numbers because, see, me and you, we're. glory.
The only thing I know, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
God bless you, man of God.
All right. I love you. Love you, Evangelist Bernard.
All right. Love you too, man of God. Amen. I think we've covered everyone today. Just about. I'm going back to area code 61612. All right, I didn't get a response there, so God bless you all. Thank God for you. Amen. Continue to pray for me. Pray for my mother. Remember my family as a whole. Remember those that you haven't heard on the line this week. Also continue to pray for our sister Renita. Amen. We certainly miss her, and pray for the leaders as a whole. We're going to go back to our speaker and let him have the final remarks, and we're going to close on out. I'm not feeling my greatest today, so it was a good thing the Lord knew just what I needed, a little breather here today. So God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Gloria. We love you. We love God. Amen. And thank God for the bishop speaking for us today. Amen. We're going back to you, Bishop Elect Lott.
Praise God. Well, I close with this thought. There are so many spirits that exist in today's society. Our government is perverted. There's no more healing in America. There's no more family structure being maintained. There's no more this, there's no more that. Thank God for God being the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God, remember that step is God. I'm so grateful to be unwrap the Christmas present of Jesus Christ every day, every single day. But I want to pray for the woman of God. Father, we just thank you for the healing.
Thank you, Lord.
We come against whatever this spirit is, whatever the device, whatever methodology you're using. Satan, you serve notice on you now. Precious blood of Jesus, covering my sister, covering her home, covering her life, covering the ministry work that God has given her. Today, Father, I declare and decree in the atmosphere. All the listeners that are listening right now, we have to begin to sow in this ministry. We need to sow some money. If you love her, the Bible says in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
That's right.
I think for this year, God, I am going to sow into the woman of God's ministry. I'm telling everybody, you can hold me accountable. She's been such a blessing to me. Now it's time for us to be a blessing to her. Go into
pocket, whatever you can give, whatever you can sow. Just sow into a ministry that's worth it. Sow into this ministry that needs financial support. She won't never tell y'all what she'll do. She'll go to God and cry out before the Lord. But I'm speaking on my sister.
Thank you.
So I'm going to at least sow $50 into her ministry. If someone else can sow more, call the woman of God personally. You ain't got to do it over the radio. You ain't got to showboard. I'm not saying sharing what I'm sowing to sound big or to be boastful, but she has sown into me. She has allowed me to come on this ministry and speak what God gives me. But it's our turn to sow into her. Not for the ministry, but for her, so she can go buy herself a nice dress. She can go buy herself a car. She can go do something because she's labored 3 years and ain't sweating.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for those that is there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you. Bishop Lott, thank you. Last minute, but you were right there on time. Amen. Thank God for all of you all that continuously support this ministry. Amen. Even with your listening, we appreciate God for you even tuning in. Amen. Amen. So we bless you picking up some little kids right now. So thank God I had to get out of here early. Amen. So God bless you. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Amen. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Glory, because of